Happy Thursday morning, all. We are the Junks, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, Virginia, and Monumental Sports Network 2. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, if you're handy like that, go to cropmetcalf.com on details about how you can join their team. Got a four-man Junks show getting you through this Thursday. I'm Cakes. At Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitter. At Cakes Flops is where you check me out on Instagram. Thank you for the follows. Jason Bishop.
Good morning.
Abhors social media.
Good morning, brother.
Hello. I hope all's well.
Trying to get through it. July 24th.
Very good.
A week away from August.
John Paul Flame on the cusp of a European vacation, I believe.
6 days away.
If Switzerland and Italy are in Europe, it is a European vacation.
I mean, last time I checked, they are in Europe.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure they're in Europe, maybe from what I learned back in the day.
North Africa?
And Eric Fickle, also here today.
Good morning. I think I'm just becoming like John Gruden. I'm just a guy that sleeps like 4 hours. That's it is. My total.
I don't know.
Not consecutive.
I know that's unhealthy.
Yeah. I'm walking in this morning and Mar's always been cheery. I don't want to destroy, you know, his worldview. But he comes in every day and he's fist pumping, and he would come in before each show and fist pump us, right?
Can you yodel?
He's up the stairs. He's got his Redskins polo on. He's got his cologne on. Mm-hmm. He's just fired up.
Right.
And he says, "How are you doing, man?" I said, "I'm good. You know, fired up for today." Well, not like you, brother. He just surpasses me. It's just to be 25, to have that youthful energy.
He's got vim and vigor, that Mike Marr.
He does. I'm not saying it as a negative. I'm just saying.
Is he wearing cologne? Like, he has cologne on at 6 a.m.?
Am I right?
Yeah. I usually always wear cologne in here, though. I have like a steady rotation of like three different ones that I wear. But you had me fired up this morning because when I saw you, you gave me the fist bump. Oh. So I thought you were setting the tone for, energetic.
Yeah, because I like you and I don't want to kill your spirit. And you had this energy about you. Yeah. And I'm just like, I'm running on about 2 hours consecutive of sleep. And
He slept better and he's younger. He's got more energy anyway, just naturally.
100%.
I love Mike Marr, but I had no problem killing his spirit on Friday when he invited us all to the open house rager that I guess one of his friends had on Saturday.
That was a home run, man.
I was just like, no. I mean, it's just the easiest no of all time.
It was like one of the longest days of my entire life, though. Yeah. I woke up at 4:45, had a tea time at 7, like an hour away, and then I didn't go to bed until 3 a.m. that night.
Wow. Mm. That's such a young man's game.
Yep.
He's basically staying up 24 hours. Can't do that.
Yeah, right. It was a good time. But EB, what could be the difference in the morning is maybe, good playlist when you're driving in. Maybe Rolling Stones, hell, maybe some 50 Cent. That's what
he's podcast man.
I'm a podcast guy. I was listening to a bunch of people, Kime in particular, their recaps of day one, a training camp. That's a big time for me to catch up on what's going on. Yeah, that's probably not going to do music.
Yeah, that's his playlist in the morning.
Yeah.
It's not listening to Mick Jagger.
My playlist is what's going on locally here. Let me just lock in.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Good.
And Kime, by the way, we'll talk about it throughout, I'm sure, but he got me fired up. He was like, no matter what happens with Lattimore, this defense, the secondary in particular, markedly better than the start of last year. He also got me fired up when he was talking about how they had this big pass rushing unit. With Jacob Martin and these other guys, like they have, and I was just thinking about it as I was driving in. And again, I know that we'll talk about this throughout the show. Just bear with me. That just what Dan Quinn was brought here. He's like the defensive genius. Mm-hmm. You think he's just going to let that defense suck year after year?
I mean, I would hope not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think that's going to be the case.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
And I'm just getting a little wrapped up in it. I'm just getting a little bit fired up.
It sucked last year. They just couldn't stop the run.
Mike Marr,
that did suck.
That's a guy who would listen to your type of playlist driving into work. Dan Quinn, I'm assuming, like AC/DC.
Oh, I'm sure Dan Quinn.
Aerosmith.
I'm sure he
was. Is he an AC/DC guy?
Marr? Dan Quinn?
No, Marr.
He's an old soul. He listens to all sorts of music.
Yeah, AC/DC, Metallica. Yeah. I like the Rolling Stones a lot. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, look at this guy. Look at this guy's range over here.
Wow.
It's impressive.
Outfield.
Oh, outfield.
Outfield.
Josie's on a vacation.
I mean, that's a smash. I don't think it isn't.
You know what? He has a lot of older siblings, right?
He's the young pup in the group.
Yeah, doesn't he have one like that brother old, that's like 100 or something?
I don't
like,
know
he's
how.
Got he's got, like,
no,
way older.
He's got older sisters.
Yeah, but like way older.
What's like the 15 oldest years person older, right? in your sibling group?
33.
Okay, so it's not that old.
Right, yeah. No, how it started is I went on a vacation with my dad like 10 years ago, and it was a long East Coast road trip,
yeah,
and that's when I got hip to a lot of stuff, because he was like, I don't like the trash music you're playing. How about you listen to some of his hits?
Right.
That's a common standard dad move, trust me.
But then I just fell in love with it, and then I kind of just took the reins and started discovering old music myself.
That's a dad move that's been happening for a century.
Mm-hmm.
Every dad on the planet has listened to his kids' music at some point and said, this is all garbage that you're listening to. Listen to what I listen to growing up.
I wish Mike Marr would invite me to some of his parties on the weekends.
Oh, you do?
Why? Yeah. So you could turn him down?
Yes.
Well, I just want to get invited.
You that's do? Got, you just want to feel like special?
Yeah, where am I going this weekend? Are we going somewhere?
Yeah, no, what's on the itinerary?
I mean, when's the last time you've been to a kegger?
I don't know, college.
But he's still having kegger
let's
parties.
Let's do it.
That's not really true, because Virginia Tech, you guys would do some of that stuff, right? Tailgating.
Well, yeah. I mean, over my daughter's friends' houses, but.
Right.
Yeah, there's a few keggers. That's true. Forgot about that.
Yeah, this week is just a bye week for me, thankfully. I haven't been home
you might need it
on a weekend in a month.
Yeah.
I've always been out, like, you know, traveling, doing something, not being at home. So I'm looking forward to just isolating. So, Jason, next weekend, I got you, buddy.
All right, let's go. Okay, let's go. I want to go deep. Weekend. I want to go to about 3 or 4 a.m. I'm going to try and drink 20 beers in, like, the Barstool.
You're going to try to pull the Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, I'm going to try and do that.
By the way, I saw the breakdown of who drank and ate what.
Mm-hmm.
Joey Chestnut ate zero hot dogs.
Okay.
All he did was drink beer.
He was just there.
He had a
out.
Big donut next to his hot dog column.
He's had enough. He's had enough hot dogs.
In the beer. He's like, you know what? I did what? Did he do 72 or 73?
Something like that, yeah.
He came just short of his own PR on July 4th at Coney Island.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I'm just going to pass on the glizzies. All beers for me tonight was his move. Respect.
Right.
Respect that guy.
I still don't know how you can drink 20 beers. You said he drank 20?
In 9 innings.
I still don't know how that's possible.
Well, now, they might have been 12-ounce beers, but still,
I mean,
that's
20 beers
a lot.
In 3.5 hours, 3 hours maybe? That's...
Well, just tell
us. Yeah, there's no way. They were probably 4-ounce beers.
No, I think they were bigger than that, but it tells me it's not his first rodeo. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know, but still, even if it's not your first rodeo.
Maybe he has two stomachs.
There is video of it. It's like solo cups or whatever.
Okay,
they filled them up.
12 to 16 ounces minimum.
I just don't know how you can do that.
I'd guess 16 ounces.
Didn't they used to say Kobayashi had two stomachs? Maybe Joe Chestnut has two stomachs.
I mean, he's a freak. You know,
college guys go through that ritual where they drink a ton of beers.
He's the most legendary competitive eater of all time.
Yeah.
He's the king.
That is true.
So it looks like you did end up dressing up a little bit, just wore your golf gear.
I mean, I guess. Yeah. I mean, I didn't want anybody to think I was trying to be offensive. It's just like going out of my way. put pants on. I put pants on.
Yeah, I have my jeans.
And you
on.
Have you have closed-toed shoes too.
This
I noticed
is my,
that.
I mean, this is why I would wear this to play golf. I'd wear this to the club. It's my golf hoodie. Which I thought was respectful.
It's a nice medium weight.
I wasn't trying to be disrespectful. I just didn't think it was necessary. In fact, haven't we had the mayor in studio before?
I don't recall. I don't think
that's
so.
Drabby, didn't we have her super attractive PR person in studio?
She came in later after she arranged a phone interview with her fiance or boyfriend or whoever.
Okay, so what? So she was just here for a phoner.
Mara's been on the show many times on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Never in person.
The person who came in studio was just came in on an off day to watch the show with her boyfriend.
Mm. Okay. And then, because I'm like, we had her in? I don't even know.
I had the same recollection.
And then the same thing.
We just conflated it.
And you know, I didn't remember at the time, but you know, people reminded me on Twitter, and I remember, like, we had Ehrlich on a million times. Never dressed up for Ehrlich. I'm a freaking governor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd be just as stinky and
governor.
The dirty as
the gov.
You know, whatever.
Jug.
I feel like when they're coming to our spot, they gotta adapt.
By the way, it still tilts me.
I go to their spot, I gotta adapt.
Still tilts me when I drive on the ICC and they have the brown sign on the side of the road that says dedicated to Governor Robert Ehrlich. It makes me feel like he's no longer with us. And I know he is. You know what I mean? Like, I see that.
So you only want to honor somebody when they're dead?
No, but it's just...
You just say more often than not.
Most of the times when you see signs on a highway, it's like, okay, this is for a trooper who passed away, or this is dedicated to somebody who was in the military that served during Vietnam. Like, it's a little weird.
Our pal Tony Perkins happened to be listening to the discussion about the clothes, and I didn't see this during the show.
Yeah.
But he sent the text... He said, the mayor's cool, wear what you want to. So he was on your side.
The mayor's cool.
I remember, I mean, honestly, I don't think she really cares.
No.
She was on TV a couple months ago in a bathing suit, jumping in the, I don't know what she was jumping into.
Yeah, summer's open, probably jumping in the pool.
Yeah, jumping into like a DC pool or something.
That was when summer started.
She clearly doesn't care.
Now summer, Jason, I'm with you, summer is over. It's last week of July. Summer is coming gone.
I mean, it doesn't feel like but
it's going to be like
over.
99 degrees tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's still going to feel like summer.
Right.
But technically, I think summer is over.
It's the weirdest definition because don't you have a summer vacation coming up?
Yeah, but it's like.
That's just a label.
But when we get back, my wife goes right back to school.
Dude, like, football's here, no one can think of it as summer.
Summer is over.
You can't think about it.
It's over, Johnny.
You just think about the tail end of it.
To me, it's summer as long as my kid's not going to school.
Now, it's okay because fall is great. Fall's right around the corner. Fall means football. Halloween's almost here. Like, it's cool.
Halloween's almost here? It's going to be 99 tomorrow.
We're under 100 days till Halloween. You got to get ready.
Drabby knows this from being in Arizona. We have a girl on our volleyball team. Sweet kid. Their family moved back to Arizona. I think they're already in school. Like,
they start way early.
Way early.
I mean, it's not even August
back to school. If it's not now, it's like next week. It's like
really
soon.
Yeah, it's late July. Wow.
It's like crazy. They go to school.
I think
school
they take
early.
A lot of breaks. They have a weird system.
Yeah, but it's like she's like, yeah, come back from Nationals, and you know, next thing you know, I'm in school in my new school. So yeah, in a lot of ways, summer's pretty much gone.
Summer's done.
I don't get the definition.
You still have hot days, but it's like. The idea of the freedom,
the
fun of summer, in the back, rear view.
It's like early fall right now. Like early fall.
It kind of is.
Early fall.
We're pre-falling right now.
It kind of is.
Yeah, pre-fall. There you go.
Pre-fall.
Yeah. Life's a blur. Summer's a blur. Everything's a blur. What were we going to say?
So the mayor's coming in, obviously, at 9 o'clock. We had Roger clean up a little bit. Not back in that area.
Just the area that they're going to see.
Just the walkway.
All the computers and junk that was in the hallway.
Right.
And the broken chairs. So that looks a lot better. But Mike brought up a good point. He says, we forgot about breakfast.
What does that mean? We got to provide breakfast?
Well, you should have a spread for the mayor.
Should have a spread. Right?
That's something. Something to offer her.
Yeah, that's some Navy Yard hospitality.
I mean, at a minimum, there should be like donuts and like coffee.
Right.
You know, it's a bare minimum.
Someone forgot lunch today.
Huh? Sounds like they're throwing out a life preserver.
You guys hungry?
I don't really think they're thinking about the mayor. That's a ruse.
Well, I mean, it's other guests do we do that. No other guests.
Well, I know. I know that. It's a little different.
When Erlich came in, we didn't provide breakfast.
When did
Erlich ever really come in studio?
That's on Brett.
Came in studio a couple times in the old joint.
I like 100%. How you pass the buck to Brett.
I remember specifically.
CK dropped the ball.
Yeah. In the old studio.
Well, it's not too late.
Not producing the one in the corner, the one in the middle. I remember specifically. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
All right. You know what? We can work on that. Got moving parts. Got plenty of time.
No, it's just because Drab's hungry. Is that what it is?
Well, who isn't?
I'll have
hungry at 6:15?
And everything bagel, of course.
Right. So hold on. Good. Are you trying? I'm just trying to figure out where you're coming from. Are you trying to get the junks to pay for breakfast?
Donation.
-3.
Yeah.
Venmo.
Oh, now it's okay to send my Venmo. Okay, I'm with you there.
For show material. For show stuff.
Show purposes.
Okay. Yeah. Venmo us Eric-Bickle-3. All of you. Everyone. And we'll get a little breakfast. The leftovers.
I mean, the company should pay for it if the company had any money, which
companies
might not.
There's no money. There's no money anywhere. Yeah. Nobody has money.
All right, coming up on the show today, we'll be joined by our friend Scott Abraham, sports director for ABC7. He'll be out at Commanders training camp again, so we'll touch base with him. And as we talked about just a few minutes ago, Mayor Muriel Bowser, the mayor of Washington, D.C., she will join us in studio at 9 o'clock. We'll be right back. Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows, they're measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation, for your home, because it's where you live. So I see on the outline at 6:15, scheduled, Drab's Wild Night.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I saw some pictures that somebody, I guess, retweeted from Drab's excursion last night, and I'll have to say I'm kind of intrigued by what.
What was the excursion? I have no idea.
He could tell you. Yeah. He could fill you in.
dude, I had a wild night, unexpected. Remember, like a week ago, my buddy Trey called in, and he was like trying to think of things to do for my 43rd birthday party.
Sure. Yes. Yeah.
And he says we only hang out every once in a while. He called me, he texted me yesterday, and he was like, tonight's the night, did you forget? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he
did
goes,
you say, yes, I did forget?
Yeah, of course. And he goes, dude, you got to come out. It's midget all-star wrestling night in Ashburn.
In Ashburn? Yeah, that's right in your backyard.
I'm using that term because that's the term that they use.
Okay,
but
right.
Maybe Short person.
Little person wrestling.
They call it Little Mania. Listen,
there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you're not being offensive.
I'm like, what am I doing? It's a Wednesday night. I think I'm going to go to Ray's Rendezvous in Ashburn to watch wrestling.
Is this something that they do monthly? Or
I think it's a regular thing.
It's a regular thing. I had no idea what to expect.
I mean, it looked like the free. I saw a few clips of it last night before I went to bed, and it looked like the freaking WWE. I mean, it was crazy.
A lot of people there?
You got to go to my Instagram. Check out my stories.
I mean, the lighting was spectacular in there, right?
Is Ray's Rendezvous like a restaurant?
It's a bar restaurant.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. It's like any of those bungalow type places. Okay. Yeah. It's same vibe.
Okay. Right.
Go to my Instagram at Drab T-shirt. You can see and watch my stories.
I think it used to be the Bertucci's pizza joint. All right. And that closed down.
I missed that spot.
Rip Bertucci's.
Yeah. RIP Bertucci's. Now it's Ray's.
Pizza. Yeah.
Trey gets there, I don't know, 6:30 or something. Mm-hmm. Right. We're so stupid early.
Yeah. What time is it supposed to start?
I think 8.
Oh, that's a solid pregame.
Hey, you get a front row seat. You get a front row seat if you get there an hour and a half early.
No. I get there at 8:45. I have no idea what to expect.
Okay.
It felt like a legit WrestleMania. There were so many people there. I mean, the line out the door,
the
patio
marks.
Stuff.
Yeah.
They have closed circuit television.
Okay.
Everyone's watching. No one can even get in the room where the wrestling is.
Oh, so it's like when the Edmonton Oilers are playing in the Stanley Cup.
Yes.
And there's a million people outside the arena.
A million Ashburners watching the wrestling on the TV.
Yeah.
And I'm one of them.
Right.
Right? I'm like, well, I came all the way over here to watch this on TV.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? So I'm having a couple beers. I'm watching this thing packed. Can't breathe. At least 600 people in this bar.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, Trey, go in there and try to get a little video or something
right.
So I can post something on my Instagram. And he comes back with these two VIP bracelets.
Okay.
And he goes, dude, I don't know what we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
I just paid $20 and I got us front row seats. I'm like, what? Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
I go inside there. It is a throwback to 1998.
Okay.
Everything that we've missed in this world in the last 25 plus years was right there in the dining room of Ray's Rendezvous.
You went into a non-woke environment.
So this is well known in the area.
I don't even know.
Just hillbillies.
I saw some ads for it on my Instagram. But it was definitely sold out.
Yeah. I just looked at your story. They had the one guy just mooning everybody. I don't know how you can describe this. And that was a move of
that's old school mooning.
That's
called the stink face. That was the grand finale at the end.
That's a great name.
It's a great closer.
I feel like there was a WWE wrestler that used to do that sort
Rikishi.
Of move.
Yeah, it's Rikishi's move.
Yeah.
That somebody paid. A guy in the crowd paid couple hundred dollars to go into the ring to have the large midget sit on his face bare ass.
How many were there?
There was like 10 matches. There was a strip show. They brought a stripper out in the intermission.
Hold on, tiny strippers?
No, she was full size.
Regular size.
So you got to give people what they want.
Man, that was a wild night for Drab T-shirt.
Well, it's crazy that this is Ashburn. This stuff doesn't usually happen at
yeah,
Ashburn.
Yeah. This is not Ashburn. You wouldn't think.
Maybe Sterling or Herndon, but Sterling, not Ashburn.
Sounds more like Manassas or Woodbridge.
It had Manassas written all over it. Yeah. I don't know what Ashburn's getting into these days.
Yeah, I like that Jason doesn't want to be associated with it all.
Wild. Yeah,
it's a different crowd. I've been there before. Not for that, but I've been. It's a different crowd.
So it was so trashy on the inside. All the people on the inside who, you know, upgraded seats, bunch of just guys wearing Rocky outfits, so many Bucky's, women wearing Bucky's t-shirts. Yeah. This is your crowd, okay?
Yeah, Mike Moore, all the Bucky's gear.
This is some of the wrestlers' names. Too Tall Jones.
Well done.
Diesel, Cheeto, Meatball, Huggy Bear. And it was legit wrestling show.
Right.
Obviously, ring much smaller.
Yeah.
Lighting was on point, Bickle.
The lighting was ridiculous.
The beers were flowing.
Oh, that place must have made... They were printing money last
night.
Well,
even the people watching it on TV paid $25 just to get in the door.
What?
And then you had to be... If you were inside, you paid, I think, $60 or whatever it was.
So, obviously, there's a genius promoter.
Right,
who's the genius promoter?
I don't know. He is the world's smartest man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, just walking out with fists full of cash.
They were doing all... I can't even believe... They were selling, like, the smashed up trash cans to people in the crowd for $300. Meatball was signing them.
Unbelievable.
The turnbuckles, they actually took the turnbuckles off at the end of the night and people were buying
them.
Did they
have, like, a merch stand?
Everything must go. They didn't have a merch stand.
Everything must go.
It was so... And then every
was the ring right there in the main dining room where the stage would be?
Yeah, I think right so. Yeah, they had bleachers after the front row or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they were bringing the wrestlers were cutting promos before their matches.
Right.
Look at all these people.
So many slurs. Every slur.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, no.
There are no rules.
Yeah.
You went in a time warp last night.
I was a time warp.
Little mania.
Every Middle Easterner
was... Wasn't it amazing?
Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Everybody was attacked.
Yeah. Right.
Every creed, everything.
Right, you're allowed to have fun.
Yeah.
Every Middle Easterner was called Bin Laden.
Right.
So many 7-Eleven jokes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It was a wild
one. Nobody
west.
Was safe. No race was safe last night.
Perfect.
So your buddy delivered.
Oh, yeah. Trey came through.
What were you going to be doing had Trey not called you? What would Drab been doing?
You've been up in the bedroom upstairs hiding and watching adult content.
Probably. Yeah. Wasting another night of my life.
Listening to like Seahawks training camp recaps.
Is it possible now that you'll be a regular?
Every Wednesday.
I think it's once every month or two.
Yeah.
Now look, that
you're going back.
I don't have much power. I know. But I got to have enough pull where I get like
you don't have to pay $20?
VIP seats.
Okay. If you get VIP seats, would you go more often?
Of course. Yeah.
It's but entertaining.
I'm actually jealous he went.
Yeah. How
you're sad you missed out?
You just weren't invited.
His friend DM'd me because he wanted to get a whole group together to go like last week. And then
you kind of
slipped my mind.
You didn't realize what it could have been. How could you imagine it?
If it was a Friday night, may have been the best night of my life.
You missed the Battle Royale.
Do you have any cocktails? You had a couple beers?
I had four Mick Ultras.
Oh, wow.
That's like having one real beer.
That's 100 beers for you.
It's amazing that this is going on in Loudoun County.
I think you could drink 10 Mick Ultras and not catch a buzz.
I didn't feel a thing.
Of course
you had four waters.
Jason's upset it happened in his county.
I can't believe it.
Trey threw $20 to the stripper. $20.
What? He's making it rain.
Did you go to the champagne room after that?
Man, did you walk in there thinking... There might be 50 people here. Were you blown away by how many people were there?
I was blown. Because you know you see like those old wrestling things from like guys.
Right.
And they're performing in front of six
and
people.
And it's sad. Like
it's
you look
so
around.
Sad.
There's nothing but empty folding
you
chairs.
You see like a near dead Jimmy Snuka.
Right. Yeah.
Like ECW back in the day.
This was 100 times the production and amount of people that you've ever seen at one of those fairground wrestling matches.
So crazy. Did
it, was it only the short people that were doing the bits? Were there any regular size people involved?
The refs, some of the refs were full size.
They were?
Yeah.
What about like managers? Did they have like an Elizabeth or anything like
that? No, Huggy Bear, he was like the pimp. guy came out with a cane and the leopard print.
Great stereotype.
he had a couple full-size divas with him.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it was basically awesome.
It was incredible.
Like you said,
if
it was a Friday, you would have been there late.
I'm curious. I stayed to the end.
Oh, you did?
If anybody's listening that's been to it before, please call in.
Yeah.
800-636-1067. How many people do you think total in attendance? What, a couple hundred?
There was like at least 500, 600 people.
Oh, that many people?
That's a lot.
So it's a massive restaurant?
No, it's not massive.
No, they clear it all out. Yeah. It's a big empty space.
Right.
They probably take all
the food. Tell all the people eating prime rib, get out, because we're taking all the tables out.
Is there no food being served during the wrestling part?
I don't know.
It's mostly
short rib.
Basically, there were hundreds of people watching it on TVs, and then there was the main dining room where the ring was, and there was probably 150, 200 people in that room.
Then there's a bar on the next.
Yeah, then there's a bar where all the rubes, the brokies, were watching.
Jason's so offended, he's going to call the fire marshal.
He wants to distance himself from this. Like you wouldn't believe.
What have you gone to see there?
I've just been there for drinks. I've never.
Yeah, much less not an event. Atmosphere.
Yeah, no event.
Yeah. He went for like vodka tonics is what he went for.
But I knew that they had that. I didn't know it was once a month. I thought it might have been once.
Well, I mean, if I were that, I would be doing it once a week because it sounds like they're just printing all the dough.
Drabby, you and Valdez go next time.
I didn't know Ashburn got down like that. I thought it was all sushi places.
Right.
Yeah.
All snobbery. Foofy, hoity-toity.
I know. It's different.
There's some hidden gems in Ashburn, apparently.
Little mania.
I had no idea that was a thing, and I didn't even know.
Would you go? You should go. We should all go.
The problem is, it's just nowhere near me.
I know, too. It is far from
me. Yeah, that's deep.
Any championship belts?
You think they didn't have championship fights? Of course they did.
Were they sanctioned bouts?
They were doing, like, legit wrestling moves. The little guys, they were exhausted afterwards, because to them, it's, you know, full...
You wonder, like, is the production so good that those guys are actually getting decent money out of it, or are they just making, $100 a night?
I mean, they were...
I'm guessing
they're not making that much.
They're making $50 a match, I'm guessing.
The promoter's getting rich.
They're doing it for the love of the game.
They had, like, holes in their sneakers.
Oh, poor guys.
But, dude, they were going up to the top rope doing flips, back flips, breaking tables.
Yeah. Isn't there a legend? We've talked about this, like, 30 years ago. But isn't there a legend of, like, there was a part of, like, PG County or something where just, like, short people lived or something like that?
I don't know.
We talked about that before,
yes,
huh?
We have talked about that.
Wait, was that in PG County or was that somewhere else?
I think it was in PG.
Yeah, the legend... I can't
remember exactly where
it was. Burke. I thought there was an area
Burke.
I think there was one
in back in the woods somewhere.
I knew nothing about Burke. Yeah. I'm telling you, I remember hearing some sort of legend. Maybe it was Burke.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I think it was a legend.
You don't think it was true?
No, I don't think it was true.
Like a hidden enclave of like
there used to be houses, little people houses.
in the woods somewhere
in Fairfax County.
Yeah.
Like tiny houses?
Tiny houses.
Like the original tiny houses.
Yes, that like Smurfs would live in. Yeah. Or something, like a village.
Yeah, not like 300 square footers you're seeing being sold on Amazon at this point.
All right, if you want to see the videos, go to my Instagram, @drabt-shirt, watch the stories. Maybe I'll put a reel together later.
Yeah, no, you totally should. I was just stunned. When I saw the lighting, I was like, wow, this looks like really professional. Just jumped out.
You're staring at the lighting. I'm staring at the pygmies.
Well, I'm seeing all that, but I'm stunned at how well lit it is. I'm a photographer, maybe. I don't know. I just looked at it and was like, whoa.
Some guy in a costume paid hundreds of dollars for some miniature Butterbean guy to pull his pants down. They go, he's got pimples all over his ass. And he did. And the guy just smashed it in his face at the end of the night.
Yeah. Are they doing bits with like chairs and all that?
All the bits.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Every bit you've it's ever so seen great. On Monday
Cutting
Night
over
Raw.
Their forehead, you know, bleeding all over the place.
I might have to go. I just get in a hotel. Come into work the next day. I might have to go.
It sounds like a fun evening.
There you go.
Like
you're
pandemonium.
In.
You act like Ashburn's 3 hours away. It's 40 minutes, 45 minutes.
No, I'm there four times a week, but it's if I'm going to be drinking, I don't want to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to be
responsible. Drink anymore. You don't drink anymore.
I'll drink again in my life, 100%. I'm just not going to drink every night or four nights out of the week.
All right, so if you experienced little mania like Drab did, you're welcome to call us.
Let me go real quick. Can I go real quick?
Sure, 800-636-1067.
Let me go to Kevin. Kevin, what's up, buddy? You're all with the Junks.
Hey, huge fan, first-time caller. The Little Houses were out in Vienna, Virginia.
Okay. Describe it.
They were like, my understanding is they were built in World War II.
All right.
Like temporary housing. And they were there up until, I want to say, like 10, 15 years ago. It was all overgrown. The doors, like, they did look like they were homes for little people. I think there's like a web page that talks about. I used to pass them all the time on the WNOD.
Mm. Okay. So that's on the trail? Is that what he's talking about?
Yeah, WNOD trail. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay, gotcha, gotcha. All right, you haven't been to the wrestling bit, though? You've never been there?
I've never been there. Yeah. I'll check it out. My brother's out in Leesburg. I'll check it out.
Yeah, here's what we should do. We should just do an appearance out there.
They don't need us.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
It's a great call.
They need a bigger venue.
Yeah.
They should be at the Eagle
Center.
Bank Arena.
Yeah, yeah, wow. They've outgrown their current environment. Yeah. From the sound
All right. I take it. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it, buddy. Yeah.
All right. Don't forget, later in the show, we'll be joined by Scott Abraham at 7:45. And in studio, we'll have a visit from the mayor of D.C., Muriel Bowser. She'll be in with us at 9 a.m. here on the Junks. We'll get into Commanders training camp coming up at 7 a.m., so you don't want to miss that. Also, you don't want to miss Mayor Muriel Bowser. She will be in studio with the Junks at 9 a.m. Mayor of D.C.
Apparently, there was some good news yesterday on the RFK deal.
Mm-hmm. Very good news.
Seems like the ball is moving.
Yes, so we'll get into those details with her at 9 o'clock, so you want to keep listening. She'll be walking through a spruced-up station. Got rid of all the old clutter, all the old computer parts. Those have been either thrown away, I would guess, hidden, squirreled away by the engineers.
How long do you think it'll be? I know you don't pay that much attention to it, but when you go to the bathroom, that last corner on the left before you get to the cafeteria generally has been a dump zone.
Yes.
How long do you think it'll be, assuming that it's been cleared up, until we start seeing dead cable boxes and equipment there?
I would say 10 days or less.
10 days or less.
10 days after the mayor's visit.
You'll notice before because I don't even really notice it.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, you know, we talked about it. And when I went to the bathroom or the kitchen or whatever to get some water, I actually did just observe as I was walking. Because normally I'm just in my own world. I'm not observing everything around me. I don't care. And literally every corner, they have stacked up stuff. Like literally like a mentally ill person. Like every corner. 4 old dead TVs. Another corner, 7 old phones. Another corner, like it just randomly.
Yeah. Wires, and cables everywhere.
Like they don't throw stuff away.
If there's a nook and cranny, there's something in their DNA where they think they should just shove stuff.
Dude, I can't.
Right.
I can't
it's
even.
It's amazing.
I can't even defend myself because yesterday I stumbled upon an old spiral notebook, like in a basement closet that was 30 years old. Okay, right. It had Chris Webber in a Bullets uniform on the front of the spiral notebook. And inside the spiral notebook, there were old junkies, like, show notes.
Really?
Like,
right.
Like complaining about the Bullets changing their
name
to the
cared,
Wizards.
When we actually would take notes
there
before a show.
There were old handwritten fantasy football lineups. There were, like, where you had to keep score, like,
on paper.
By hand.
Yeah. You could probably sell that.
Could probably sell
for
it
sure.
to P1.
Yeah.
What'd
you do with it?
I put it in my office. It's a gold mine.
That is funny.
In case of emergency,
bring that
glass.
In. I want to see it.
I can bring it in tomorrow.
I saw you had written out an under my skin.
I did, yes. It was the Buddy Ryan under my skin.
So that's TV
that
show.
That dates back to the TV show.
Yeah.
Like
that was a notebook for the TV show.
You know what? That's going to go into the Junkies Museum. When we eventually open and curate our own
Hey, bro, I'm still doing notebooks.
You are still doing the notebooks. Props
I'm still doing them. Probably doing until I die.
Kudos to you for that. But yeah, I can't really talk because I have the same sort of stuff from 30 years ago. Trying to thin it out. Trying to make trips to the dump to get rid of the clutter.
All right, let's go.
It is an open line Thursday, bro.
Yeah, it's true.
Of course it is.
Talk about whatever you want. Let's go to Nick. In Frederick. Nick, what's up, man? You're on with the Junk.
Hey, Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's
how
up,
we doing?
Nick? What's hey, up? You're doing great.
Hey, longtime listener. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah,
thank you,
so
buddy.
I went to a, it was called Micro Wrestling, not Little Mania. This was out in Glen Burnie, so same type of crowd, right?
But I
it
like
was,
that Micro Wrestling. I mean, it's so stupid. Yeah. It's the same way of saying the same thing, but go ahead.
Yeah, and they were, I mean, they travel. I think it's the whole East Coast, I think. But great. Every one of the wrestlers are like in their own little outfits. There was a Native American guy. I think he was the winner of the night. The referee. Yeah, exactly. And the referee was dressed as Michael Jackson doing the whole bit, the moonwalk. He had the white gloves.
It
was an absolute incredible experience. The boys. It's a great boys' night out. It was a surprise by our buddy that took a bunch of us out. He's like, you just got to come. Trust me, you're going to love it.
Right.
We all came out, and it was an absolute blast.
Right.
Sounds like a throwback type of night is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Same, like you said about the one in Northern Virginia, same type of vibe of, you know, like a very much throwback, kind of a grungy bar, but everyone there was so much fun. A bunch of merch on the side, too. And I think that they have, like, kind of groupies, too, that come out and follow them around. It was hilarious
getting to a couple other people.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? That's very cool. Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
I just had no idea that underworld... I guess I knew you would see maybe something like that. You'd think like in Alabama or something.
Right.
You know what I mean? You wouldn't think necessarily.
You
wouldn't like
no, you wouldn't.
I mean, honestly.
I know. That's why it's so surprising. I
mean, Dram, did you ever get the feeling like the police were going to raid the place and shut it down? That's got to be kind of thrilling.
Only from the amount of people that were there.
Yeah.
So fire code.
One of my Long Island guys, one of the Marist dads, great guy, who's a tough guy, right? And when he played football in college and everything, and then when he was done, he's an entrepreneur. He you know makes a boatload of money now. But when he was finishing up college, he opened up a bar, and he just put in a boxing ring in the bar, and it was like a couple nights a week, and they would just have guys come in there and just fight. And it wasn't like licensed. He was just a tough guy who just put a ring in his bar, and then guys would come in there and just watch guys beat the crap out of him.
Like your muscles hop in.
It was like underground fighting.
Yeah.
So he couldn't promote it, but it was just, he had a ring in there, and guys would come in there and beat the crap out of each other.
Settle their beefs.
Yeah.
How long until that got shut down?
It didn't last long, but maybe like, I don't know, a year or something.
Because word is going to spread.
Yeah, you know? I mean, but he was just a tough guy, and he liked the box, and he just put a ring in there, and people would drink and watch people beat the crap out of each other.
He wasn't handing out headgear to the guys either.
I doubt it.
They're just walking, might have been bare knuckles.
I doubt it. But yeah.
Fight game's fun. I've been to the Salisbury Center where they do MMA, they do Muay Thai, and we've known him for a long time. He sells that place out.
I mean, think about it. People love watching people beat each other
they
up.
Do.
Hockey fights.
Yep.
Hockey fights are arguably as fun for some people as the goals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's nutty. People watch freaking NASCAR for crashes. People like destruction.
People like carnage.
They do.
I mean, it's sad, but it's true.
To a lesser extent. I like watching guys wreck their golf carts. When I see
on,
those
on
clips.
The reels.
Those people get hurt.
I'm sure
some
they do.
Some of them get really hurt. All right, let's go to Tommy in Bristow. Tommy, what's up?
What's up, fellas? Hey, longtime listener. I don't think I've called before. I've tried a lot of times. I haven't had much luck. But with the midget wrestling, you know, I think the line might be a little more available. But I was sharing with maybe Drab, who answered the phone. You know, we weren't even able to get in. There was one in Bristow right ahead of the pandemic, I think. And what was interesting is you talk about the $20 ringside pass. I think for 150 bones, you could actually toss one.
Well, that was definitely big back in the day.
There was an add-on
for 150 bucks.
I may have missed that. They may have started with that.
No, I'm pretty sure. This will show my age. That Mr. T before the 18. Got famous for throwing little people.
Okay, maybe.
Like on Wild World of Sports.
Okay. He was a bouncer. I don't remember him throwing little people. Well, maybe.
I'm telling you.
He might have been a bouncer at a micro bar.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe that was his bet.
Exactly.
His specialty.
All right. Thank you, Tommy. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. Take care, guys.
All right, pal.
Who was your favorite personality, Drab?
Yeah, what was his name?
Cheeto, the luchador. He was wearing like a chicken mask all night. And then, of course, he won the battle royale and they hit his music and doing flips off the top row.
Super so athletic.
Like, he's like a pint sized Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
Luchadors are silly.
Luchadors, they do well.
Yeah.
It's a good bit.
That's hilarious. Well,
Cheeto.
I'm so glad you did that, Drabby.
Man, I just feel like my last night was super boring for me compared to what Drabby
did.
Yeah,
of course it was.
I mean, totally. I just had dinner, watched TV, and went to bed.
Right.
What'd you watch? Let me guess, World Series of Poker.
Yeah, of course he did.
It was 2011 World Series of Poker final table. Of course, won by P.S. Hines from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Lamb had a huge sack.
And he just couldn't do it.
He got vaporized. I'm a nerd.
What time did you get home, Drabby?
I got home at 11:10.
Oh, man.
Went to bed about 15 minutes later.
Mm-hmm. Still on that little person wrestling high.
It was challenging to go to sleep. Because I told Valdez, I just don't want life to pass me by.
Yeah.
Like, the last few years, it's been so, like, everything's the same.
It's Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
It's Groundhog's Day, you know? And if you don't get out and do something, you push yourself.
You got to drink from that things. Cup of life, Drab. Yeah. That's what you're doing last
Good
night.
For you.
Even if it's a Wednesday night at a Ray's Rendezvous.
There you go.
Four beers, man. That's a lot for you.
No, four Mick Ultras.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
It's barely felt it.
I mean, that's not like drinking real beer.
Yeah. Might as well come be on. An O'Doul.
What was it, 2%?
Yeah. Did you let the Tesla drive anyway just to test it?
The Tesla drove, yeah.
Do you know how many Mick Ultras Joey Chestnut could drink in one sitting?
100?
Probably 120.
Hey, can you shoot a video of just for us of you sitting in there in the driver's? I mean, I know you could find a million of them on YouTube.
My name is
But Pigeon. You just doing the whole bit, you getting in your Tesla and then having it drive you?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Would you do that? Put it on your social?
It starts screaming at you, though, when you start looking at your phone, and then it turns off on the beltway.
It would turn off on the beltway?
Oh, all the alarms start going off and tell you to get off, look out the windshield.
Right.
And then it
goes. We've told this story a million times before, but, we have a high school buddy. I don't even mention any names. But he had trouble, and, he had to blow into his thing. And Tommy Horsecamp would follow him around in the car, and at stoplights, he'd have to run up to the... through the window and blow
that.
In the thing so the guy
that.
Could get home.
No doubt.
Yeah.
This guy?
I don't want to say who it is.
No, it's not him.
No, it's not Mike.
Different guy.
We're not going to say who it is.
But what
fine.
A great friend Tommy is.
I know
is.
Who it is.
Tommy would just follow him home, go from light to light, and run in there and stick his head through the window and blow in the thing so the car would stay active.
Yeah. Hey, that's what good friends do.
That's what good friends are for.
All right, when we come back, it's skins hitting time. Training camp is here. Right. We're going to hit the skins.
Well, that means I have to do that?
Yes.
We're gonna hit the skins when we
come
back.
I'm looking forward to it.
Here on The Fan.